This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Benning six, second baseman number two, Nico Hoerner.
Nico Hoerner, that's so fun.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico. Oh, man, it's funny.
Nico Hoerner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
He's got good hair. Yes. He's jacked, too.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Called court awareness.
That's right.
Nico's got it.
Cubs wins and dates with Bruce. It's a great thing.
Double dates. Wow.
All right, guys. Nico Hoerner.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
We rely on Nico to, you know, to bring energy.
Line drive, one hop. Diving stop by Nico, and he throws him out. Sensational play by Nico Hoerner.
Being engaged in every single play and the details mattering, and that matters. And Nico is maybe our best at it, as like being just engaged in every single moment of the game. He's so good at that.
Chopped to the right side, fielded on a high hop by McLain, goes to tag. Nico missed him. Everybody safe.
And it's a play like that that gets you an extra out. They don't get an out on a ball they should get an out on, and then there's a rally.
And the pitch, and a high fly ball hit to deep left center field. This one is over the head of Hayes. One hops the wall. Swanson scores, racing around third and coming home without a throw. Pete Crow Armstrong, two-run double, Nico Hoerner, and the Cubs knock it on the door. It's now 8-6 Reds here in the seventh as Nico comes through.
He's one of the smartest people I've been around in a bunch of different areas, but yeah, Nico Hoerner is a really good baseball player.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom. I actually completely missed that.
Nico Hoerner on 670 The Score.
How fun is that?
Nico Hoerner on The Score is brought to you by Huntington, home of the asterisk free checking. More at huntington.com/your money. And we are happy to bring Nico onto the Score Circa hotline, Circa Sports Illinois. Download the Circa app today. Hey, Nico, how are things?
Doing pretty well. I always enjoy the recap. Obviously, that had extra nice things, but it's a lot happens every week, you know, so sometimes it's good to kind of check in.
Glad you dig it. Yeah, Chris Tannehill thoughtfully putting together the stuff that happens during the week. Did have Craig Counsell saying nice things about you. Pete Crow Armstrong saying nice things about you. A play where you avoided a tag to extend an inning. But let's start at the end, Nico. This is the big one. The Pete Crow Armstrong Grand Slam. One of the more exciting moments of your season so far. Counsell apparently went berserk in the dugout. Could you please detail your experience with the Pete Crow Armstrong Grand Slam from Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, the media asked me after the game, like, what my own perspective of it was, like, very specifically asked me that. And like, I was not in the dugout. I was going to the bathroom, as we tend to do throughout games, and not the locker room one, though, the one like right next to the dugout. And so I had the full like audible experience. I felt like I was like listening to a game on the radio or something.
But yeah, it was a memorable trip to an otherwise forgettable place.
Is that bathroom like? Is it hygienically sound? Like, is it a good experience?
No. There's not much difference between the sink and the toilet.
That's just you're just using that for efficiency. But so I mean, using it during a peat at bat, do you think that's advisable? Is that something you're going to take under consideration the rest of the way?
Yeah, maybe I need to get out of there. But we've had a lot of good swings in very different situations. So I think we can take the superstition out of that one, fortunately.
All right, good.
All right, just one more on this bathroom, this important bathroom line of questioning, Nico. Like, you have to time it. So it has to be, like, where is Pete in relation to where you hit? Is that a couple hitters in front? Do you need to time it based on the lineup, sir?
Wasn't that the same? I think I scored that inning already and, like, came straight off the field. So it was a time of need.
Okay.
So Nico,
I think we covered that, don't you?
I'm glad. Five questions on is a lot.
Whatever.
But Nico, watching the way this offense performs and that situation being a part of it, you guys, it seems as if you guys never feel like you're out of a game. How does that make you guys in the clubhouse feel to know that this offense could explode at any time?
Yeah, it feels great. I think it's what's cool about it, too, is it doesn't come from a place of like, all right, guys, here we go, like rallying cry kind of thing. It just more so feels like who we are, just rolling really good at bats out there. And then you throw in some good base running, or maybe we get some extra outs or extra bases. And that's when you really have the chance for big innings to explode. And it's happened a lot lately. It's been really special when it has.
Yeah, that Saturday game when you guys were down 8-3. And came all the way back.
Insane comeback, man.
Insane. Like, and the fans believe. I mean, there were a lot of fans there in Cincy, weren't there? Did you feel that fan presence? And did you guys believe you could come back in that one as it was happening?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Cincinnati feels like a place just with that ballpark. And they, you know, it's been an offensive place where there's always kind of runs out there. That's just what it feels like there, especially you know, getaway days, or it just feels like those games when there's opportunity. And Saya's exclamation point was pretty incredible. I mean, he hit it 116 off the bat, and it was just an explosion right there that was really incredible. Yeah,
he leads the major leagues in RBIs. He's ahead of
and Pete's right behind him, right?
Yeah, the Cubs are 1-2 ahead of guys named Devers and Judge. Like, What can you say about Saya's season? And those guys have a great relationship too, it seems, Nico.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun together. And I know RBIs are a stat people don't credit as much. And obviously it's a team stat of sorts, but that's part of what's cool about it. When you have two guys on the same team driving in that many runners, it just is a sign of, you know, two players that are obviously playing incredibly, but also the group as a whole just creating opportunities and capitalizing on them. And if Saya is driving in over 100 runs, it's an incredible place for our offense to be.
Watching the way that things have gone so far, and here we are at Memorial Day, and that's one of the standard parts of the season where you kind of take an assessment of where you're at. How do you feel about where the Cubs are at right now?
I mean, I feel good about where we're at, and that I like how we've responded to things that haven't gone well. I mean, obviously the record is in a strong place and we're leading the division. So, you know, hard to argue with that, but it hasn't been like a perfectly smooth ride between, unique schedule and then some injuries that we've dealt with and some tough losses. And every bit of that, I feel like we've responded really well to. And I think that's a great sign for whatever's to come ahead.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? Like starting pitcher injuries, bullpen roles in flux. Is that some of the stuff you're talking about? There's been a lot of things like that.
Yeah. I mean, we've had one catcher for the last couple days. Like that's pretty unique. Maddie getting sent down and coming back up and playing a really impressive week of all around baseball, from the at-bats to the defense to base running, all of it, just being a really complete player and responding to that challenge right away. I think it's just been, there's good, steady responses to, you know, inevitable challenges that the season has.
Yeah, Matt Shaw's had a really, really good week.
So good. I feel like it was kind of quiet in some ways, but just like, I don't even know numbers wise or things like that, but just his quality of at bat was so good. Aggressive swings, those doubles in Miami were so impressive. And then some really extraordinary defensive plays and big spots. Just love how he's carrying himself. He looks awesome.
It's funny, like here in the studio, Joe Madden is doing one of his hits on MLB Network, and I used to host the Joe Madden show, Nico, and I would talk to him about hitting, and he would talk about Javier Baez and how he always felt like Javi laying off pitches and then going to right field was always a great sign. So I've always had that in the back of my mind whenever I watch a hitter on how effectively are they going the opposite way. And seeing Shaw, you know, hit doubles to right field, show him pop to the opposite field, that feels like a hitter is in a really good space to me.
Yeah, he has an impressive power to the opposite field. I mean, almost all of us produce better to the pull side than opposite field. You know, it's you know, the pull side ball in the air is just kind of hard to argue with. You know, it's the most valuable ball in the game, right? But his ability to drive the ball to the opposite field, he did it through all the minor leagues and hit for power that direction, and definitely makes him a tough out to be able to drive the ball to all parts of the field.
You mentioned you guys are down to one catcher. If you had to, could you catch an inning?
You know, I do not think I would do a very good job. I would give it my best. I'm not like super mobile in the hips. I have trouble getting down there. And as hard as I've worked on my rehab, I don't know if I'm the guy you want throwing guys out quite yet. So
which non-catcher would you trust most to catch if they had to?
Yeah, I think for the past couple of years, Patrick Wisdom was our like emergency guy. You know, he was pretty built for that, both personality wise and skill set wise. But Bruhan was wearing the gear the other day in the batting cage, catching off the machine, cracking guys up, getting down in like exaggerated stances. And I think he was on Sunday in Cincinnati. I think he was our emergency guy. Unfortunately, we didn't have to see that, but it was pretty funny.
That is amazing. Thrown
out
his name
down to like the
Benito Santiago was
he had the knee down, leg way out to the side, and I got no shot in that space. I'm not getting up if I do that. So
I mean, but you had to have somebody because like Carson was ill. I mean, what was your observance of Reese McGuire and his day on Sunday to homer twice and like get advice on pitchers in the dugout between innings? Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, you hit on it perfectly in that. I mean, obviously hitting two strike homers off lefty breaking balls as a lefty hitter is like pretty incredible, right? And then when he was called up, he wasn't even expecting to catch, first of all. Like he wasn't going to start. Carson gets very sick. And then, but what you said about just getting the pitchers and the game planning and the feel for the game, like that's the really hard stuff. You know, if he had gone 0-for-4 and caught a good game, that would have been amazing, right? Like, so impressive what he's done the last couple of days. And I know he's always a guy who's come with really high praise of his baseball IQ and feel for the game and things like that. And that always really, really stood out in the last couple of days.
We're with Nico Hoerner here on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. Was looking at some of the numbers. Nico, you're on fire the last 10 games, hitting 366. Mm-hmm. 366 the last 10 games, hitting 303 in the last 22. And it's just, I mean, I think we asked you last week if you were feeling good, and the answer is yes. But, you know, here you are. You're third best in strikeout rate in all of baseball. Luis Arraez, Jacob Wilson, the rookie on the A's, who's probably going to win Rookie of the Year, Nico Hoerner, Stephen Kwan, Mookie Betts. That's top five of guys who don't strike out. You take pride in that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's an interesting topic, right? Because like the contact is something that can be kind of a blessing and a curse, right? Like you obviously want to put balls in play, but you want to put hard hit quality balls in play, and so it's always a fine line. And you know, I think that I can continue to do a better job of knowing how to best use that strength. It's something I've always done well, but I mean, with where the stuff is at in today's game, I think anytime you can have like your walks and strikeouts within the same range is there's almost no one in baseball that does this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It has that anymore, like more walks and strikeouts, and I'm not there, but I think it's just a sign of quality of bats. And so, yeah.
Sounds like you are very aware of what you have, kind of a unique profile statistically, yeah, in terms of what the league does. And so without power necessarily being a big part of it, it means you got to what? Steal bases, run the bags well, play great defense. You're doing that. So the value is obviously there.
Yeah. I mean, it is hard to provide value in this game without hitting the ball over people's heads that often, and especially not clearing the fence. Extra base hits are more so the standard than home runs. And so having had some more doubles in, the last month or so, that matters a lot. And, but yeah, I mean, I don't plan on not hitting home runs. I definitely plan on hitting some balls over the fence, and I will. But important to know I can impact games without that.
Yeah, I'm predicting June. Like I was telling you last week, I'm feeling like June is going to be a month where you explode with home runs. So I'm looking forward to seeing that be the case, because you're definitely on it.
I want wind blowing in 12 miles an hour today, so we'll see.
Yep. See, we got another week, and then we'll get you where you need to be. We had a discussion about Justin Turner last week, and we were talking about like veteran leadership. And sometimes it's a nebulous term, like the idea of having a vet in the clubhouse. When you were younger, what did you need or want to know from veteran players? And what do you think about what Justin Turner has been for your clubhouse?
Yeah, I think everyone's so different with how they actually play the game that it's rarely like, man, put your hands up here and you'll do this and that. It's more like how to take care of your body, how to keep up with relationships during the season. Like just what being a good teammate actually looks like. It's a lot of things like that, and how to enjoy yourself when you're not playing well in the big leagues and all that. So JT sets a great tone for everybody just in his excitement and joy in being in baseball and in the locker room and on the field and talking the game and having fun in between things. It's just it's a great combination of things that he really appreciates, just being in the major leagues and making the most of it.
And what did you need when you were a young kid, like looking for answers? What did you want to know?
I think the people that have helped me most have just emphasized like the, that I don't always need to do more. I think I was definitely how I am and how especially I was wired when I was first here. Anything that you're not doing well, you just work and work and work on it. But it really isn't always the best thing for your game, but also your body and your headspace. So, obviously still working on that. But yeah, the best players I've been around have their work down pretty simple forms. It all looks different, but most of them keep it pretty simple.
Wow, that's interesting. That reminds me of a conversation I had with Jameson Taillon last year, I think, about how, you know, some of the guys he came up with were pitchers who just worked and worked and worked and threw and threw and threw and pushed themselves so hard, and that he had to learn to just, you know, do what you're talking about. Just like, you know, get the work nice and clean and just focus on the work and trust it. And that dude was great yesterday. He's having a great year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And his interest in pitching and in finding new ways of improving is what really makes him special. And like his, like the changeup he's throwing to lefties this year has been so good. And it's a different grip than in past years. And it's been totally game changer for him and how he can throw to left-handed hitters. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that get to a certain point in their career and they've made a certain amount of money. And it's just like, yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm going to just do my best to keep doing that. And his is just never ending kind of search of how he can improve. And it's also, I think, what he loves about doing it.
Nico, one of our friends here at the station, actually, I think the last time you were out, Layla sat in with me and we talked with Nico. Layla's going to be doing the seventh inning stretch tonight, Nico. So, one, we wanted to make you aware so that, you know, if you guys got the game in pretty much control and you can enjoy it, to know that that's our friend Layla and Marshall, that they're up there doing their thing. Two, do you have any tips on how they should approach doing the stretch?
Don't play it cool. Really go for it. You know, I think everyone at Wrigley's there to have a good time, and whatever that means to you, just really, there's no right way to do it, I'd say. It's just whatever excitement that you have and you want to bring, and know that everyone's there to have a good time and they want to see you do the same.
That's great advice. Just lean in and have fun. Do you hear it and notice it? It does depend on where you are in the lineup as you guys are grabbing helmets and such.
I don't think I've noticed one this year yet. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe
to be totally honest.
No, it's fair. That's right. Yeah, you're working. You're very busy. It's understandable.
What about this though, Nico? Because I was watching yesterday's game at my parents' house, and after you guys won, you know, my mom was like, "Wow, they really let the song go on for a long time on the broadcast." Do you guys hear the "Go Cubs, Go" at the end of the game?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like when the final out's recorded and I go over to Dansby, we say a couple things, whatever. And I just usually just kind of look around. It's always like a pretty special thing to take in. And I think it makes you appreciate, like, not to take for granted, like, winning in the big leagues and just like winning at home at Wrigley with people there. Like, I always kind of notice that for sure.
You know what's really cool about baseball, Nico? Like that conversation we had about your value. Right now, you're a 2.1 BWAR. I don't even know if you look or you care, but here are the players who have the exact same wins above replacement as you in terms of value, okay? Kyle Schwarber, home run guy.
He's pretty good.
Kodai Senga, starting pitcher for the Mets. Andres Munoz, the great closer for Seattle. And then, you know, Manny Machado, Matt Olson, Matt Chapman, Carson Kelly, your teammate. All of you have a 2.1. So people get there a lot of different ways, dude, but your value is very obvious this year.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, WAR is I'm sure it's not perfect and there's a lot of things that go into it, but as a player, it can be a healthy way of looking just at like your overall contribution, because the hitting side can be maddening in our sport, I think. And just knowing there's a lot of ways to provide value. Yeah.
Well, Nico, we appreciate you, man. Continued success and good health and good luck tonight against the Rockies.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.